The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there's a new game sweeping the interweb, and I want to play it with the show.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
It's but I'm serious. I'm going to get them. Because I'm going to t-shirts that say whatever. Uh-huh. And like people on text, you can text in and I will wear this t-shirt out in public for like a whole, I'll wear it wherever you tell me to wear it.
Okay,
here's what it is.
Yeah.
If you had to wear a t-shirt with the phrase you say the most, what would your t-shirt say? Now, obviously, because I'm going to wear it out in public, we can't use the thing that I say the most.
Which would be?
Just F.
Yeah,
I mean,
can.
I think I say the F word more
than... We can make it like a cool design, so you have to really
blur
focus.
Your eyes like a 3D puzzle.
Yeah.
No. I mean, but that's not a phrase. Like what... Like some of the things that people are saying, like, it is what it is. I do say that a lot, but I don't think that's the most said thing that I say every day.
Hmm.
Hmm. I the first thing for me that comes to mind, I don't know if it's a phrase though, it's howdy. Because I started saying it kind of
you
ironically.
Think you say it a lot? See,
I say it a lot.
But I don't
say,
think you do.
Did it strike you when he said it? Because I feel like, please text in to 51059, write T-Hack and then the word, or Slacker, the word, mm-hmm. or phrase, mm. Aaron and the phrase. I feel like when we read it about ourselves or about one another, we'll go, oh.
Makes sense.
I mean, when you said howdy, I expected to go like,
yeah, but I don't, because we don't greet each other, I guess. We're just kind of like,
When I first started in radio, I didn't know, I was afraid to leave blank spaces.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your name.
Like that one. Like, sure. So whenever anybody talked, I would say exactly. Just so there wasn't, it's like, so, you know, I'm turning left right there at that one street and it's kind of treacherous. Exactly. And then it's like, and then this guy cuts me off. I'm mad. It's like, oh, exactly. I said exactly 400 times a show until somebody literally wrote, and this was back in snail mail probably, they put a letter. It's like, if you say exactly again, I'm coming to the station, I'm going to kill you. I also said literally all the time.
As a same thing?
Yes, there's a guy named Kevin who used to text the show and write the show. And Kevin was like, if you say, also, because I would also use it incorrectly. I'm like, I'm literally dying in here right now. And it's like, no, you're not. Not literally. I would use literally wrong.
So Kevin, we got to keep Kevin on our side. Yeah. It sounds like he's,
I don't know,
he'll
Kevin,
turn on us.
Kevin hasn't texted or anything in a long time. So Kevin, if you're listening, what is the phrase that I say too much? Yeah. Does anybody in this room, T-Eck was not aware of his own phrase.
Yeah. So I have one phrase that I've been saying a lot over the past, I would say 6 months. And I didn't know where I got it from until you said it just a couple minutes ago off air.
You think you got it from me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's something I say that you've taken over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't say the F word. I haven't heard you say the F word today.
So I do occasionally speak other words, T-Yak. Irregardless, I say that a lot.
Right.
But I say that as an homage to my mom.
Right. To the one texter who's like, irregardless isn't, we are aware, it's a joke.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
By the way, can you do
Kevin,
homage?
Kevin, is that you?
can you say homage if they're still alive? My mom's not dead. Is it an homage?
Yeah,
of,
yeah, okay. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want to say the right, like, in memoriam. Oh no, my mom's fine.
Yeah, homage is good. I think.
Okay. What was my context? What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Must be something like you can't say on the air. Was I talking about having relations with my?
No.
Okay. That is this going to be anticlimactic?
Probably.
Okay.
What is it?
Get after it.
I do say that.
Get after it. You do, yeah.
That is something but I
will literally be by myself and like get on the elevator or something and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the gym, get after it. Or like I'll be hanging out with a friend at a concert, get after it.
What did I say that about a minute
I don't remember.
Ago? Huh. I do say that.
You're not getting after anything.
Getting after nothing.
That's my closing line for this is why my Hinge reputation. It's just like, what do you think we should do later? I'm like,
get after it.
So is that yours or mine? That's yours. I think you probably use it more than me now.
Yeah, but you started it. So I don't know. I know I say noted a lot. And also.
Okay, no, you can't. I'll make that shirt for you, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, because
I hate that I say it,
very C-ish.
Oh, really?
If you're me. Yeah, because it's just like, it's dismissive.
Oh, no, I take it as like, hey, I heard you, noted.
I take it bad.
It's super really? Dismissive to say noted.
Yeah. I take it, yeah.
Oh. Like, it's like maybe I'll stop saying that then.
I won't forget this.
Yeah, or it's just like, no, it's not accepting of the information. Hey, can we get our Facebook name changed finally? Noted. It just feels like
I wouldn't say that then.
When would you say it?
I don't know. I'll have to pull up an example. The other
After it.
Hey. The other one that I say a lot is no apologies necessary.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Guys, I talk the most on the show. Do you have one for me? Because I don't.
Yai would be one.
No. It's gotta be cooler than that.
You say it more than the callers.
I know I do because they're stupid. All right. So if you can tell us, if you've listened to the show any amount of time, I feel like what?
Using my therapy words.
I do say that a lot.
So much. Ooh, I've even gotten texts of people being like, please correct him when he says using my therapy words, because then he finishes with a thought or something. I don't quite understand. You like sit and...
That's what you do. It's like, you use your therapy. I say, I feel... I say using my therapy words.
But then you finish with something that's not...
No, I'm still using my therapy words. It's like, I feel like you're talking too much. Text him what you think our phrases are.
You also say laters. Laters. Oh, yeah.
I do?
Yeah, when you leave, like every day.
Can I ask, we're on it. Okay, text in T-Hack.
How drunk are you by then?
Text in T-Hack in his phrase, Aaron in her phrase, Slacker and my phrase. I have to ask Aaron a very serious question that I'm not sure I've ever asked before.
Oh, gosh. Mm.
You don't ever say goodbye.
No, I don't.
And it occurred to
There's
me the other day.
There's a reason. I've shared it on air.
It hit me like a ton of bricks. You must have shared it on the air because I'm not that perceptive.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say later or goodbye or whatever to Erin, and she's like, see you tomorrow.
Yep. See you later. See you tomorrow. I never
you
say
do.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
She won't. And I'm like, oh my God, she's intentionally not saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Because goodbye has an end.
And she's always like,
I'll see you again sometime.
The next appointment.
Yeah. I'll see you again sometime. Might be tomorrow. Might
You're
be in
right.
a couple of weeks. Might be a few years. I'll see you again.
You do. Say, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I go,
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.